9:30.
This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, I want to welcome everybody to the Board of Building Commission's Mechanical Technical Advisory Committee meeting of October 6, 2022. I want to remind you briefly of our virtual participation protocol. Please keep your devices on mute. If you're on a phone, don't put yourself on hold. Be aware of background noise. Please wait to speak until you're invited to by me. Please state your name each time you do speak, and PAC members, please state your name when making the second motion. Public comment, as always, will be limited to 3 minutes, and I'll discuss that more when we get to the process part of it. All right, let's find out, determine our quorum first. Commissioner John. David's here. Oscar Caia.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Dole. I see you're here, Elizabeth. You're on mute. And I'm going to mark a present. Dan Griffin.
Here.
Gary Griffin. Joseph Greiner. Alex Hernandez. All right. Kenny Locke.
Here.
Donnie Pittman.
Here.
Rick Sims. Pete Kimpella.
I'm here.
All right, I see that Alex Hernandez, you're on now, Rick. Yes. All right. So we have 8 of 11, so we do have a quorum. Let me double check on those who didn't respond to roll call. Gary Griffin, Joseph Greiner, or Rick Finn. Somebody just joined by phone. Would you identify yourself, please?
Yeah, this is Alex Hernandez.
All right, Alex is caller number 6. Great. Thanks, Alex. Okay, well, we have 8 members, so we're ready to proceed. Our staff, we have Tom Campbell, Mo Madani, Justin Vogel, Jim Hammers, Sabrina Evans, Marlita Peters, and Norman Bellamy present from DEPR. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and go over the agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the June 24th meeting minutes, and then to determine to provide the commission with your final recommendations on those comments. In this case, one comment submitted to your recommendations on the mechanical amendments. And to take public comment. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted by name?
Donnie, approve.
All right, Pittman is to make the motion. Caia, make the second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, the June 24th meeting minutes were posted electronically. Does anybody have any revisions or corrections? If not, is there a motion to accept the minutes as posted by name?
Motion to approve, Oscar.
Second,
Locke.
All right, the motion and a second from Caia and Locke, respectively. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, I'm going to review the process for the one that we have to review rather quickly, because I think we're mostly familiar with it. We're encouraging folks who wish to make comments who they don't feel like they have a comment, they can just say they're in support or in denial, but public comment 3 minutes. I'll first introduce each modification. In this case, there's one. I'll ask your proponent to speak first. Anybody else who wishes to speak in favor, anybody in opposition, and then if there are pros and cons, there's one collective opportunity for a pro and con side of 2 minutes for a rebuttal. TAC members are free to ask questions. TAC proponents are free to withdraw their comments. After the comment, I'll ask for a motion. The TAC will take action either by voting to approve the comment and amend your previous recommendation. or to deny the comment, which would then, by default, retain your previous recommendation. Do not attempt to amend or revise it in any way. If you have a comment you want to provide to the proponent, they are free to try to do that by getting the commission to pull it off for individual consideration. They'll be provided to the commission on consent agenda, the consent agenda to approve, consent agenda to deny, and then those recommended for individual consideration. If a proponent wishes the commissioner to pull off consent agendas, either for approval or denial, that needs to be submitted in writing to Mo Madani by November 22nd. It will be up to the commissioners at the commission meeting to determine whether to pull those. It's not automatic. Any single commissioner can pull any amendment they wish to for individual consideration at that time. Your vote will take a two-thirds vote for approval. So with eight members, 6-2 passes, and then a 5-3 would fail. Any questions on the process? Okay, then I will turn it to Mo, and then he'll turn it back to me, and we'll proceed. Mo?
Okay, good morning. This is Mo Madani, and Jim, I wonder if I can share the screen very quickly. All right. From the agenda, when you click on the link under item number 4, it'll take you to this matrix, and this matrix mainly contain all the code changes that received comments during the second 45-day comment period, which is mainly comments on the tax recommendation. The mechanical, as you see, is there is an agenda, detail report, track and charge. Track and charge is just to give you a summary of the code change similar to what you've seen before. However, what we want to use today for reviewing the code change is the detail report. Detail report is similar to what you've seen before. It mainly starts with telling you, for example, that you have one code change that received a comment, public comment, which is mod number M10069, received an alternate language, as it stated here. And it was this mod, it tells you also in the chart that this was approved and submitted in June. So, and there's an alternate language submitted here, and for you to determine whether this alternate language, you want to approve it, and then if you scroll down, you will see who submitted the alternate language, which is A1 by Joe Belcher, and then after that, you will see there is also general comments submitted on this code change, two general comments during the 45-day comment period. And as you scroll down, you'll see the history, and then you will see alternate language 1, which it will be you could be reviewing to determine whether you want to accept this alternate language or not. And after A1, then you will see the original text of the code change as approved, as submitted during the June meeting. If you decide to go with the alternate, that will be approve, and then you will change your recommendation to approve as amended. Any questions about the detail report? If not, Jeff, take it from here. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo. All right, well, we have 10069. Your original recommendation, as Mo said, was to approve as submitted, and the comment A1 was submitted by Joe Belcher. Mr. Belcher, go ahead and start.
Thank you, Jeff. I just added permanently installed to the generator. It doesn't take a lot of talking about, just to make sure we don't wind up with jurisdictions misapplying it to portable generators. I would like to point out that I don't see him on the call. Brian Holland did submit a G1 comment in support, and Rebecca Quinn submitted a G2 comment in support. Last thing I'll say very quickly is that this mod goes much deeper than what the NEC goes for the actual installation of generators as far as locations. And we support the mod, but we want to make sure there's not going to be this application. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? Anybody wish to speak in opposition? Timothy, were you trying to speak?
I support the alternate language one as a clarification. I am the original proponent of it. So yeah, it makes it more clear.
Right. Appreciate that. Anybody else in the public wish to comment?
Rolando Soto here. We support the amended version.
Right, thank you, Rolando. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right, so then I'm going to take it to the TAC. If you support it, you'd make a motion to approve the comment and amend your previous action. If you want to retain your previous action, you'd make a motion to deny the comment. TAC members?
I make a motion that we approve this. I think this is beneficial for clarification. From my experience in the field, we go on manufacturer installation instructions, and this is very similar to most manufacturer installation instructions. Thank you.
All right. We have a motion from Pete Cantell. Is there a second, please?
Donnie, second.
All right, Donnie Pittman, second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is unanimous. And the tax recommendation will be.
Thank you.
No, we approved A1.
Thank you very much.
Yep. So the tax recommendation is now as modified to the commission. All right. Well, that concludes our business. Is there any other public comment or any comment from our TAC members or staff? If not, Commissioner John, would you adjourn us, please? We're not hearing you, David. There you go. Oh, you're gone again. Commissioner John just said we stand adjourned. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.